it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Top 5 Tuesday is coming up. Always a controversial time. Bo is in charge. Top 5 toughest NFL stadiums to play in.
And I'm glad you brought that up, too, because we are going to do the wake-up call coming up at 8 o'clock. I talked about it a minute ago. I want to hear from anybody that's ever traveled to other NFL stadiums. And honestly, I think we open that up to what's the coolest, like, venue outside of Atlanta mm-hmm. that you've been able to travel to and witness a sporting event. Because, man, there's some really cool events. I wonder if anybody's ever been to, like, you know, Premier League soccer game, things like that.
I've been to one.
I know. That's pretty cool. I would love to attend something like that. Maybe an Australian rugby. You know?
Wes Durham and I went and had a Squid and Wes's big day out when we were in London a few years ago. And we went to, we had lunch. We went and we rode the, what do they call it over there? The tube.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever they call it. And, we went to the West Ham game and then we rode the tube back and then that was it.
Well, that'll be coming up in just a few minutes. And if you are heading to Saturday's big game in Knoxville, make sure to make a pit stop at Twin Peaks in Chattanooga. This Friday, Dukes and Bell will be there broadcasting live from 2 to 6 p.m., breaking down Saturday's matchup while enjoying the food, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks in Chattanooga. It's an easy stop off of I-75 at the state line. That is Dukes and Bell this Friday. Now, before we get to the Braves, bad news. Did Strider lose a bet? Did you guys see this last night? He is clean shaven.
You mean Rookie of the Year? That's what he looked like. I mean, holy smokes. Did you see this, Mike? He looks like he's 13.
Yeah.
I never knew what a mustache could do for a man.
If I ever had any thoughts of shaving my beard, it went by the wayside with that one. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need that look in my life. My wife has literally never seen my chin. Never seen my chin. And I've known her a long time.
Yeah, Amy has seen mine because I did lose a bet one time and shaved my beard. I need to lose 15 pounds if I ever want to shave my beard because I don't because then Amy will see not one but two chins.
Yeah.
I have never seen Grant clean shaven. I don't think I ever will, and that is fine by me.
Well, yeah, I mean that goes against
other than his head.
If Grant shaves his beard, that's half of your look. That you like.
Do you ever help him with the straight razor on the noggin?
No, he's got it. He's been doing that for a while.
Use like a cream or anything. The Nair.
Well,
it doesn't go that route.
No. Oh, okay. Can you imagine? You would get chemical burns up there.
Would you?
Yes.
I don't know. I've never used it. No, some people do.
Does he have a special razor?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
But how does he not cut himself?
I don't. These are questions you can ask him.
Does he ever have a piece of tissue on his like?
I need the answers to these. I need these answers.
Well, you've interrogated a lot of people lately.
Are you nervous about your hairline or something? Do you need help?
I've always been nervous about mine.
Well,
I am very self-conscious about my hairline going away.
My hairline retreated from like 17 to 20, and then it just stopped. And so I don't think so.
Let me see. Pull your hat off real quick. It's been like that since you were 20?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's been this way for a long time. But that said.
That's how I met him.
Yeah. So, but my. Thank you. That's twice a day you stood up for me. But that said, I have always been in the stance that if it starts retreating in like a cul-de-sac, then I'm just going Stone Cold or Grant McCauley.
Bingo.
I guess you could say.
That's how I feel about it as well.
So I need to know these things. Yes, I need answers.
The problem is you never know if you have a good-looking head until it's shaved. You know what I mean? Like,
it's true.
I might have like the old bulldog look up top with the ripples. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to imagine a bald Mike or a bald Bo, and I just can't do it right now.
I know multiple people that have taken that route recently. And
listen, it's a good look. It's a good look. If you have to go that way, I approve. All right, we got to get back on track because we do have Top 5 Tuesday and you need time. Basically, Alex Anthopoulos came out yesterday and said Sean Murphy has been dealing with a hip issue for 3 years and is just now going to get it treated because the pain has become unbearable.
First off, you buried the lead, a skinny Alex Anthopoulos.
That's true.
Due to water fasting, which some people, not anyone in this room, but some people that used to sit in this room used to say that it didn't work. And it does work. Ha! The second part is you know what?
Mischaracterizing that a little bit.
No, yeah. Not really. This is probably, this is his third year with the Braves, right? You know, they've been in contention every year that he's been here. This is year three. They're not in contention. What's better? What better timing than going ahead, getting as fully healthy as you can? That's another piece to that you hope is going to be there next year. And not to mention, it gives Drake Baldwin the rest of the season to many people have been fans have been clamoring for him to get as many at bats as he can to try to close out the rookie of the year.
Yeah. Did you also notice, speaking of at bats, did you also notice that Ronald was hitting six last night? Haesung Kim was in the cleanup hole, Drake Baldwin in the five. Just a little bit of wrinkle thrown in there. And not that it ended in a crazy offensive output, but, you know, you do win the game, obviously. And that's a huge thing.
Yeah. He, I think that, you know, Alex talked about the fact that Brian Snicker's going nowhere unless he wants to.
Yeah.
And he asked that about Brian Snicker's future. He goes, hey, Snicker's a Braves for lifer. He'll be in his organization. Hear me out for a second. I don't know what the plan is for Snicker. I tend to believe he's going to walk away on his own. I know the contract's up, but I've always tended to believe this was his last year managing based on just what I've heard and seen and general knowledge. So, if he's not, then Snicker's probably trying to, you know, plug people in certain places and see how they can then play. I'm not saying Ronnie's going to bat sixth. I think that is a product of his slump.
Of course.
And also both seeing Haesung Kim and how he kind of performs in the leadoff.
Yeah, I when Alex said they haven't even started that process, I was a little bit let down. I don't know if I even believe him, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. Just like if you don't know who your manager is going to be next year and it's almost mid-September, you should probably start figuring that out. That's my thing.
I'm thinking Snicker's going to be there. I mean, it's going to be his 50th year. I think he will.
I think he's ready to hang up the cleats.
Got his 800th win last night.
I mean, he's been here 60 years, so it's his call. Well, I can tell you that Baron Burton's W Sauce in Fireshire, breakfast sauce too, is all used probably at most of these stadiums, if it's not, should be. And you know what? Get some New Realm Brewing in your life there at these as well. Let's go ahead and get the honorable mentions. And you guys are willing to pop in with short comments if you want, but my two honorable mentions are two places that are extremely tough to play in, especially come playoff time or late in the year. That is Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Not sure if it's still called that. I don't care. It's what it was when I was there. Or Invesco Field in Denver, which used to be Mile High, still is to me. Those places are brutal to play in. All right, I told you that the 5 had a 5A and a 5B. In honor of going from last to first, Dylan, let's start with 5B.
Number 5.
Arrowhead Stadium.
Dude, I blanked twice this morning, Allie. I said, I don't know if he's watching Braves tape in there or FSU film. That's and so I was wrong on both.
Arrowhead, I rolled in there. First road trip ever, 2012. Mike, you were in that game.
I played in that game.
I'm getting flicked off. It is like 10 in the morning. I could smell barbecue. I was like, holy crap, this is living up to it. 5A, we don't need 5 again, sound effect. But this place is known for the loudest stadium in the NFL. I beg the differ on a cup with what I think two of mine that are higher is. And that is Lumen Field in Seattle. This place is really cool to play in. They had the 12th man. It's loud. The weather is a factor. One of my favorite places to do a game.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
All right.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dylan, next.
Number four.
I think we all know that Dylan's favorite team plays at the Link, Lincoln Financial Field. The weather can be a factor. The crowd is loud. It is hostile, and they throw batteries at Santa Claus.
Snowballs, batteries, whatever it is.
It's a rough place to play.
It is a rough place to play. I've been on that one as well.
I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm going to set this up. 2 and 3 are interchangeable for me, but okay. I've been to both multiple times. In fact, I think I'm going to number 3 this weekend.
Number 3.
That's right. I don't know the name of the stadium because I don't really care. It's something with a bank, I think. But the Viking Stadium with the skull clap is a phenomenal atmosphere. I am telling you, it is absolutely as loud as a stadium as I have ever been in. 2019, I believe it was. It was Lindstrom's rookie year, McGarry's rookie year. They came out, got on top of us like 21-0 early, and it never quieted down. Last year, the same.
If you ask Tyson Klebo, Justin Blaylock, Todd McClure, the hardest place to play, they would all co-sign and say this one is at the top of the list.
Yeah, unbelievable environment. All right, next.
Number 2.
Look. Lambeau Field, baby.
I didn't
Green
see
Bay.
This one coming.
The weather, the crowd. You roll in literally through a subdivision. You're just driving through a subdivision, and all of a sudden, boom.
Boom.
There is Lambeau Field. It is amazing. It can be cold. It can be wet and snowy. The crowd is amazing. There's a reason why they didn't lose a road playoff game there for almost until 2002, I believe, Michael Vick.
There you go.
And Dylan, let's crown this thing.
Number 1.
If you don't know, every time they score,
you better call somebody.
The Ying Yang Twins, who are from Atlanta, and they do the video with a black and gold hat that has an A on it. It looks like a Braves A. It is Caesar's Superdome, guys. The New Orleans Saints have the best home field advantage to me that I've gone to. Now, look, I'm not saying that Minnesota or the Link or Lambeau or Lumen or Arrowhead or even Mile High or Heinz Field aren't better. But what I'm telling you, as a Falcon, this is the toughest environment to go in. I've been on the road. This is, I think, year 14 for me traveling. Got 2 wins.
Yeah.
2 wins.
That's a tough place to win, man.
It's a tough place to play, tough place to win. The lighting is weird. It's so loud. It's hard.
One of these days they'll have to replace it, and I don't know how it's even possible because that place is so unique and has so much history. I mean, it is the football version of Madison Square Garden.
That's a really good call. Yeah. There's been national championships. There's been Super Bowls. I mean, it's
sometimes
had it all.
The lights even go out.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to take Bo's list into the wake-up call. 404-726-0929. What's the toughest stadium, in your opinion, or what's the coolest stadium or venue you have ever been to? And, of course, we are still taking your Falcons reaction. 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.